Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, when I began preparing for these radio addresses, I first began to look at the Church's calendar. It sometimes is a source of great inspiration for me. And as I look at that calendar, I think of the feast days that are coming, what the calendar tells us about the life of the Church, about our faith. And I especially look for the feast days of the saints. For after all, the life of a saint is a commentary on our gospel, and often leads us to understand more fully what it means to follow Christ. I also like to consider the scriptural readings that are presented to us. As you know, the Church has laid out in its so-called lectionary, that is, its collection of readings to be used at Mass, in a very specific way. Every third year, there is a year dedicated to the continuous reading of a particular gospel. And in fact, in this year, we will be reading from the Gospel of Mark. So I began to think of how Mark is put together, what are the specific emphases that we find in that gospel, how, in fact, does he proclaim the meaning in the presence of Jesus Christ. But when I began to do this for these radio addresses in January, I began to realize something about this time between Christmas and Ash Wednesday. There are very few feast days that are presented to us. Almost no secular holidays. It is a time, particularly in our own place, of a kind of darkness, a grayness even at noon. This year we've really experienced a winter cold that has kept us indoors. And that charm of wishing for a white Christmas has begun to fade and probably is long gone. And in this kind of apparently empty time, we think of ways to escape. How do we get away to see the sun, to find some warmth? Actually, I've often come to understand that we shouldn't try to necessarily escape all of this, but rather learn how to deal with the seasons. Sometimes there are remarkable aspects to this time. When I was living in Minnesota, and as you know, that has a rather remarkable reputation for its winters, I realized that on some of the coldest days there, the sun was brilliant. And in fact, as long as you didn't go outdoors, that sun brightened the entire day. There was a Christmas, an illumination to it. And when I think of this time now between Christmas and Lent, I ask, what does this time offer us? How are we to spend it profitably? And that requires a different kind of thinking, a realization that we are all part of a cycle of nature. This is part of God's good gift of creation. And often it is how we choose to react to it that determines the way by which we live through it rather than simply enduring it. I have come to find out that even an unusual winter cold offers surprising beauties. There is an opportunity simply by gazing out on a winter landscape that almost by nature forces us inwardly to think, now that in fact it has been covered by cold, what are the basic realities of our lives? What are those aspects that lie at the heart of who we are, so that we can come to understand those simple but profound and necessary things? It is also a time of a very consideration of what the major holidays have taught us: Christmas and the birth of a Savior, Easter and the overcoming of death and sin, and the gift of new life and eternal life. What do these mean to us in our daily living? Do we realize that in celebrating the gift of Jesus Christ, we celebrate the fact that if we are to die with him, we are also to live with him forever? And this becomes an almost daily task of dying to darkness, of living to the light. This is a time to examine our lives as Christians. How do we live those realities? Do we understand them clearly? Do our lives reflect to others the power of the faith that we have and the hope in which we live? It is also an opportunity to perform those tasks that have long been neglected. I always refer to this as cleaning off one's desk. That is, what is there before us? What are the things we may have forgotten? How, in fact, do we deal with them day to day? And it provides a kind of leisure to us to look at those neglected tasks, to understand how they are to be fulfilled, and to find in them a real sense of achievement. But this is also a time when we can achieve a certain quietness of heart and mind and rediscover the power and the interaction of a structured life of prayer. That is, to take certain moments of our day and dedicate them simply to recalling the presence of God, to understanding the necessity of our conversation with him, and to meditate upon sacred scripture, to offer prayers of praise and gratitude. It does not need to be anything lengthy or overwhelmingly considered, but be loyal to it. 10 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon. It can be not only a time of fulfillment of our spiritual life, but a time of great refreshment. For in doing those neglected tasks, rediscovering a structured life of prayer, we find that it is all an important preparation for the challenges ahead. We remember that at Christmas we hailed Jesus Christ as Emmanuel. God is with us. And as we proclaim that, do we live its reality? Do we understand that at every moment of our lives God is with us in Jesus Christ? Even in facing some of the most difficult parts of our life, our Lord is there. He may not shout at us, but he is present. He understands every aspect of human existence, although he was never touched by sin. He is there. He is with us. And in this in-between time, as I may call it, between the end of Christmas and the beginning of Lent, we may discover an extraordinary opportunity to understand more deeply who God is for us, how we are to respond, and how we are to live.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.